The UN Security Council votes against a draft resolution that called for the recognition of Palestine as an independent state. Well, eight Security Council members voted for the resolution, while the United States and Australia voted against. Washington had earlier threatened to veto the draft. This, as five council members abstained. The draft demanded an end to the Israeli occupation as well as settlement construction. It also wanted East Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of the state of Palestine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had earlier said that Tel Aviv would dismiss the draft even if the international community refused to do so. Let's talk to Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley, California. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Shorman, why is it that such resolutions always get rejected at the UN Security Council?
They get rejected because the United Nations Security Council and the United Nations itself is dominated by regimes that are subordinate to United States imperialism, and that has been true since 1945 and remains true today. When you look at those countries that so-called abstained, Great Britain and Lithuania, Nigeria and South Korea and Rwanda, these are NATO members and countries whose governments are completely controlled by U.S. capital, whose resources are dominated by U.S. imperialism, and whose regimes are simply country-selling regimes who do the bidding of imperialism on a constant basis. Palestine is hostage to this control, just as the Palestinian people are subjugated by the American support for the Zionist state militarily, financially, politically, diplomatically, and in every possible way. We have to understand, after all, that the resolution itself calls for recognition of Palestinian rights in a fragment of Palestine and in an arena, the West Bank, where over a half million settlers control the resources of the country, dominate its major centers, control the roads, control the water. Anything that would take place in the West Bank alone under these conditions would be a Bantustan in which the Palestinian people would be subject to a control that would render them little more than indentured servants. That's the reality. Palestinian liberation, Palestinian rights, Palestinian sovereignty, the end of colonial occupation can only arrive by the removal of the Zionist state in all of Palestine, in all of historic Palestine, as was the case with the South African apartheid regime or the...
So, Mr. Shorman, when can that ever happen?
It will happen through struggle. It is happening on the ground throughout the region as people reject the war, the perpetual war of U.S. imperialism, the carving up of the region, the theft of its resources. This is a continuous struggle that cannot be resolved by countenancing regimes that are incapable of in any shape or form, acknowledging or accepting or allowing the basic rights of the people they subjugate and whose resources they steal and whose rights they deny. That can only happen through struggle. And indeed, the struggle is not confined to Palestine, though it centers there. It's in every part of the world that support for the Palestinian grows daily, that opposition to U.S. domination of the world and its control of the countries of the world is challenged, that the support of Israel by the United States militarily and financially in every possible way is under continuous challenge, that boycotts are being adopted by almost people in every country. This is spreading. This will continue. Palestine is a touchstone of the resistance to imperialism, and that has to continue, and that alone can transform the relations between the subject peoples of the world and those who dominate them. It's a question of struggle, and nothing can short-circuit that if we want to see the basic rights achieved by people who are hostage to a system in terminal decay.
All right, Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley, California. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.